Alright, so now we get to the comedy. So that was very serious. Homeless men. I like homeless men. I don't mean I have a fetish for homeless men. Just clarify that. Okay, so this one's for my mom. This is a true story, and I don't think she knows about it.
Uh-oh.
So, uh-oh. I'm diming myself out here.
Do I know?
You don't know about this, no.
Definitely not. But you
should.
Not too late to change your mind.
Settle down back there, Pokemon. You're right. Okay. I was 7. I went outside, noticed the hedges were tall. I went back inside, stared at the hedges, marveled how they served as a division between us and the Dunleavys. Dunleavys. I went back outside, took out my tiny 7-year-old hand, waved at my mom in the kitchen window. Curtains closed. I wanted to overcome the division with the Dunleavys. So I unzipped my pants, took out my tiny 7-year-old pecker, and pee over the hedges. I did that. Thank you very much.
Are you so proud?
Open air peeing.
So
they moved.
Ladies,
out.
You should get a penis. You should get a penis. It's fun. It's fun to have a penis. I have to recommend it to everyone. Penises are fun.
They do have the peasy. So if you're a woman, you can pee standing up with a peasy.
That's right. What's that?
It's like awesome. A funnel, so like if you travel, you can just put it right there, and then it just points with it.
How do you spell it?
Doesn't make it easier when you're
done. P-E-Z-E-E. It's called peasy.
That's awesome. And I actually sit down when I pee, so I don't need my pants. Okay, I'll do it. You can, Jacob. I'm a scholar. This is for Greg Bam, who is a poetic oracle.
Troublemaker.
Or a pain in my ass. No, okay, so he's awesome. He puts all the stuff on our blog. And we are recording as we speak right back there. So if you want to say something inappropriate or appropriate, go ahead.
Dunleavys.
Michael Dunleavys.
Okay,
all right.
This is called Oh Yes, Not That, Yet, Now, When. No fucking clue how I was going to read this. Let's see. Okay, Greg, you want to come up and help me?
Sure.
Come on up. Come on up and help me with this one.
Come on up, Greg.
Come on up, Greg. Greg Bam, everybody! Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I think you should do this one first.
Indigenous erections, home style, good looking.
Soul pummeling, free born.
Aim shoveling, okie dokie pokey urination. coffin, satin glasses, massage, stopping. Gregarious entrails, lap dance morality.
Lap dance morality?
Lap dance morality.
I like that.
Purification crumbles, archangel fertilizer.
Sloppy, compulsive, angular, homophobia.
Erotic, bipolarization, middle ground, toothache.
Anus, happiness.
Anus, happiness. Say it twice. Anus, happiness.
Anus, happiness.
Whimsical fishnets, funky charlatans.
Charming, mid-level evil, benevolent Sunday.
Counter talents, wept lethargy, heroed whistle filleted.
Muscular, blood, harpooned.
Linguist, testicle, fornicational, seance.
Seance, oracle, amulet.
Oracle, Alzheimer's.
Oracle, Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's, yeah. Oracle.
Oracle, Alzheimer's. That's it. Thanks, guys. Anybody hate that poem? anybody hate it? You can say you hate it.
I hated it.
You dare. Did you like that poem at all? Yeah. You want to always go. I'm a teacher. I'm a ninth grade English teacher, so I always try to track the person who's not paying attention to me the most. You're track now, okay? I'm looking at. What's your name, dear?
Do I have to answer?
Come on. You can make up a name. Give me an alias.
Jim.
All right, Jim. We're gonna get you the pizza netter, the pizza splatter. What's that called?
Peasy.
Jim. All right, so this is my constant battle between being like, you know, a straight-laced poet that I obviously am, and a street poet, you know, and I don't know what it's called. This is called exclamation four times. Yeah, I think so. No shit. Woo, get the fuck out of here. That's my buddy. I love him. No hetero. Not a negative integer. You fucking fag. Go goats. I love farm animals. I used to go to a petting zoo. I love the smell of shit. Goats that get close to you and lick your hands. I love it. What the fuck? Why does the hot water barely ever come out of the goddamn sink? Can I recycle toilet paper? What's the real difference between tissue and toilet paper? Symmetrical. Why is everything so symmetrical? Plunger. Let me tell you about two plungers. Two plungers walk in a bar. One gets confused for a nipple, the other one waits in the bathroom. You guys know there's two different kinds of plungers, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that?
I know.
Can you describe the second kind of plunger?
Yeah, it sort of like goes.
It's an alley. And did you know that on the top of the mustard jar, that thing that squeezes is called a plunger? Did anybody know?
Nope.
Nobody knew that. That's what I learned when I'm teaching reading. Just so you know. Okay, sorry. All right.
Which is the nipple?
Which is the nipple, Don? It's the alley. It's the one on the mustard jar.
Just checking. Thank
you. That's my stepfather. This side's got applause, this side not so much. Alright, where was I? The other one has to wait in the bathroom. Ooh, la la la. You are one fine looking stanza. How about coming back to my surrealist postmodern avant-garde fun poem and we make ourselves comfortable? Oh shit, I can't afford you, you monetary fucking ass. How is it that you MFAs get all the phonemes? Why is it that every time I go to a journal, it's like she got her monetary fucking ass at Iowa's writing pork shop?
Talk about it.
No, I ain't hating, not just the liver ain't. What's that you say? You'd like to be on a date with a BFS man, a bomb in the fucking street poet shit that can be arranged. Now in all the way in intercourse in publishing my in intercourse, we have no exit strategy for this poem. Exclamation four.